The following is a special presentation of the WKLM Sports Department.
It's time now for girls high school soccer with Highland playing host to Loudonville. And with the call, here's Jake Seidel.
Well, good morning, everyone, from Highland High School. It's time to get set up for the regular season finale as the Highland Hawks host the Loudonville Redbirds on Senior Day. Stay tuned. We'll talk with head coach Connor Lee coming up next on the pregame show.
At Home Siding Contractors, our mission is to give homeowners a quality product, whether it's our vinyl siding or our energy-efficient replacement windows and doors. Home Siding Contractors is ready to turn your home into one of your biggest energy-saving assets. You'll notice the difference as your home will stay warmer in the winter and cooler in the summer. Call 888-725-6619 for a in-home estimate or find all of our products at homesiding.com.
Home Siding Contractors, Home Siding, Home Siding Contractors.
Craving a mouth-watering slice of pizza? Look no further than Charm Pizza, where each pizza is crafted with the freshest ingredients in their exclusive secret sauce. Whether you're a classic pepperoni enthusiast, a lover of wings, or intrigued by their pizza of the month, they have a delightful option for everyone. Come out and visit them in the heart of Charm, where you can savor a mouth-watering, freshly made pizza exactly the way you like it. Dine in or carry out. You can give Charm Pizza a call to order at 330-893-7938. The pizza of the month for September is Spaghetti and Meatballs Pizza.
Truck month has been extended through October at Village Motors in Millersburg. Hi, this is Deke Miller, and we are offering supplier pricing right now on all in-stock Ford F-150s. Also, we're offering supplier pricing on all new Ram trucks in stock. Whether you're in the market for a half ton, three-quarter, or one ton, or even a heavier chassis, no matter the size, you get the supplier pricing plus all applicable rebates or financing specials. We have plenty of inventory in stock. Check us out online at villagemotorsinc.com or stop in and see us in Village Motors in Millersburg.
The secret's out. Thread and Ink in Holmesville is open to take care of your custom apparel, embroidery, and screen printing needs. They offer a storefront with apparel for West Holmes, Highland, and surrounding schools. Whether it's school spirit wear, professional business attire, accessories, or unique custom designs, they deliver excellence in every product. Open Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 5. Thread and Ink is located at 8210 County Road 245 in Holmesville. Or call Justine at 330-279-9222. That's Thread and Ink, custom embroidery and screen printing in Holmesville.
There's nothing better than the sound of a hammer, a drill, and a saw. A&R Builders in Berlin has been putting all those tools to work for the past 25 years. If you need re-roofing work done, A&R Builders is the place to call. They'll also do new homes for both residential and general contractors, along with pole buildings, decks, and custom framing. Call A&R Builders in Berlin at 893-2111. That's 893-2111. Check out this opportunity in historic downtown Millersburg at 144 West Jackson Street with an asking price of $249,000. Listed for sale by Kaufman Realty and Auctions. This property has a potential two storefronts with a loading dock and a two-bedroom apartment. It has off-street parking at the back and great exposure along Jackson Street. Bring your ideas for a business or invest for a good return. For more information or to choose a date and time to see this property, contact Dan Miller at 330-763-4653 or check it out at KaufmanRealty.com.
Ecoseal Home Solutions has been serving all of Northeast and Central Ohio as the leader in foundation waterproofing and repair, basement exit systems, and gravel delivery. Whether you're building a new home or your existing home's foundation and basement is in need of some TLC, Ecoseal has the answer. For more information or to schedule a free estimate, call 330-893-SEAL. That's 330-893-7325.
Do you have rental properties or are thinking of purchasing rental properties? Hello, this is Larry Hobron from Hobron's Insurance Service in Millersburg. If you need insurance coverage for your rental properties, give us a call. Ohio Mutual Insurance Group has very competitive rates with all the coverages you need. Call us at 330-674-9091 and we'll be happy to give you a quote.
It's time now for Before the Kick, brought to you by Village Motors of Millersburg.
Truck Month has been extended through October at Village Motors in Millersburg. Hi, this is Deke Miller, and we are offering supplier pricing right now on all in-stock Ford F-150s. Also, we're offering supplier pricing on all new Ram trucks in stock. Whether you're in the market for a half ton, three-quarter, or one ton, or even a heavier chassis, no matter the size, you get the supplier pricing plus all applicable rebates or financing specials. We have plenty of inventory in stock. Check us out online at VillageMotorsInc.com or stop in and see us in Village Motors in Millersburg.
Jake Sonnel here with Hawks head coach Connor Lee. Coach, we're coming down to the end of the regular season. You've got Loudonville tonight, and it's going to be your today, I guess, senior day for your girls.
Yeah, it's a great way to end the season, celebrating the seniors that have had a really good career here, and get ready and tuned up for tournaments next week.
Well, and speaking of getting tuned up for tournaments, Loudonville, a pretty good school to do that against. They've had a pretty good season playing against some tough competition. They played well against West Holmes earlier this week. What are you kind of expecting to see out of them?
I expect they'll be well coached, that they'll play hard and give us a good game, which is, you know, exactly what we want from them. Bill's done a really good job in his first season there. And, yeah, it's, like I said, great one for us going into tournaments next week.
And, Coach, I know you've had to make a few personnel changes, but what do you want to see out of your girls as they prepare for the tournament?
Just more of what we've been working on the last few weeks. You know, strong defense in the back, using that to build up to using that to transition to good offense. Ideally, keep a shutout is always the goal, and knock a couple goals in, and we'll be good for that.
Okay. Well, Coach, thanks for your time today. Good luck against Loudonville.
Thanks, Jake.
Stay tuned. More to come on the pregame show here on WKLM.
Before the Kick has been brought to you by Village Motors of Millersburg.
In the rolling hills of Holmes County, we tend to do things a bit differently. At Kime, we're in the business of uncommon experiences, and we're here to care for your project like we care for our own. We believe that quality matters and want to help you get it right the first time, because your project deserves it. So visit Kime Home Center, your source and destination for all things home, building, and woodworking. Kime, built on trust since 1911.
Some call it overplanning. At Millersburg Electric, we call it foresight. Be prepared for the next power outage with a Generac home standby generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. Generac, it's not just a generator, it's a power move. Team up with Millersburg Electric and Generac today to schedule your free in-home consultation and a turnkey generator install. Call or visit MillersburgElectric.com and be ready for the next power outage.
Stop in now for the Fall Alignment Special at Millersburg Tire Service. Now through October 31st, you can get a front-end alignment for $59.95 and a four-wheel alignment for $79.95 on all light truck, passenger, and SUVs. Not only does rotating and aligning your tires prolong their life, uneven and imbalanced tires lead to vibration, causing unnecessary wear on your suspension. Don't wait until the winter comes. Take advantage of the Fall Alignment Special now at Millersburg Tire Service on State Route 39 east of Millersburg. To schedule, call 674-1085. Celebrating 71 years of the tire business.
Stop in for these great savings all this week at Rody's IGA. Hi, this is Scott Rody. We have USDA Choice Boneless Bottom Round Steak, $4.18 a pound. USDA Choice Boneless Bottom Round Roast, $3.98 a pound. And USDA Choice Boneless Cube Steak or Beef Stew, $4.99 a pound. We also have 10 to 14 ounce Eckridge Smoked Sausage, $2.99. 16 ounce package Seabest Salmon Filet, $6.69. 16 to 20 count Coach Cocktail Shrimp, $8.59. And Eastern Grown Golden Delicious or Red Rome Apples, 98 cents a pound. Plus, download your digital coupon for crazy low price on select items Thursday through Sunday at Rody's IJ Marketplace in Millersburg.
The secret's out. Thread and Ink in Holmesville is open to take care of your custom apparel, embroidery, and screen printing needs. They offer a storefront with apparel for West Holmes, Highland, and surrounding schools. Whether it's school spirit wear, professional business attire, accessories, or unique custom designs, they deliver excellence in every product. Open Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 5. Thread and Ink is located at 8210 County Road 245 in Holmesville. Or call Justine at 330-279-9222. That's Thread and Ink, custom embroidery and screen printing in Holmesville.
Many things can cause damage to your vehicle. A deer, another car, or that parking lot pole that came out of nowhere. Regardless, your ride needs to be repaired. And Finish Line Auto Body is the place to go. Finish Line will help pay your insurance deductible. That's right. Finish Line will pay up to $500. You could get your vehicle repaired while paying zero out of pocket. Call or visit the Finish Line Auto Body Customer Care Center for details. Located on State Route 83 in Millersburg.
Transform your home with the timeless beauty of cedar without the hassle. MRV Siding Supply. With maintenance-free ShamClap shiplap siding. Whether it's for porch ceilings, siding, or shutters, their ShamClap shiplap siding offers the latest designs that everyone is talking about. Get the look of cedar and elevate your home with ShamClap shiplap siding today. That's MRV Siding Supply in Millersburg, Newark, and Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Visit them on the web at mrvsiding.com.
Get your siding supplies from the siding guys. MRV Siding Supply.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold listening to this music while you wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call, because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense.
Visit Hummel Group in Berlin, Mansfield, Newark, Oroville, and Worcester, or online at HummelGRP.com.
Welcome back to Highland. Jake Seidel with you, and Melissa Patrick's back at WKLM Sports Central helping getting this one set up. It'll be the Hawks and the Redbirds. Highland coming in with a record of 8-4-4 on the season, coming off a 1-1 draw at West Holmes in the Battle of Holmes County, which was a fantastic game. In that one, looking forward to the tournament, they already know who they're going to be playing. They'll be hosting the number 7 seed Fairless, and that game will be on the 14th, which I believe is Monday at 6:30 right here at Highland. Meanwhile, Loudonville was talking to their coaches before the game. They had a lot of games that they lost by one goal this season. They come in 2-11-2 on the season, coming off a 3-1 loss to West Holmes. On Thursday, they will have to travel all the way to Menor to take on Cornerstone Christian Academy in the first round of the tournament. Even with the expanded divisions into 5 this year in soccer, some of these districts are kind of weird. The Northeast District has over 40 teams, and it stretches from Loudonville, who I believe is the southwesternmost team in that district, all the way to the Pennsylvania state line. So a little bit of traveling involved for that one as they get set for the tournaments. We got two officials working tonight's game. John Rowe and Matt Hooper will have the whistles for this morning's contest as we get set up for this one. We'll go ahead and take another timeout. We'll come back, get you those starting lineups and right here on the pregame show on WKLM.
Attention Knights Nation, this is Noah Clark with Clark Fowler Electric. As a proud sponsor of West Holmes sports from T-ball all the way through high school, Clark Fowler Electric Motors and Supplies is on top of the game. With almost 3 decades as the area's leading provider in parts, repairs, and service, Clark Fowler is a team that you can count on. If you've had a breakdown, we'll get you back up and running and get you back into the game. Visit ClarkFowlerElectric.com for more details and information and all your electric motor needs. Go Knights!
Beachy's Auto Care and Truck Center continues to offer the convenience of 2 great locations on US 62 in Winesburg and on County Road 201 in Berlin. The Winesburg shop will take care of heavy-duty truck and fleet customers from 7 a.m. to midnight, while the Berlin facility will repair auto and light trucks from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Contact them in Winesburg at 359-5421. Or in Berlin at 674-6970. That's Beachy's Auto Care and Truck Center in Winesburg and Berlin.
Vibrant Sand and Gravel Incorporated has been serving the Central Ohio area of Wayne and Holmes counties since 1935. They're a name and business you can trust. Their products and services include ready mix concrete, excavating, limestone, sand and gravel, and hauling services. They are locally owned and operated, insured and bonded, and most importantly, ready to serve you. For more information, call 330-674-0038.
Denco Marketing and Tricor Industrial, two reputable entities, are the proud sponsors of this broadcast. Denco takes pride in distributing garage door parts and producing specialty tools, serving customers at home and abroad. Need superior tools for your project? Head to Tricor Industrial on Bowman Street in Worcester, boasting an impressive lineup of Milwaukee Power Tools, Wright Tools, Grade 5, Grade 8, and stainless steel fasteners. While visiting, don't overlook their steel blue work boots and wide selection of drill bits, taps, and dies. Denco and Tricor, proud partners of making an impact in your community.
With today's market instability, many homeowners are looking to upgrade their existing home rather than buy or build a new one. At Home Siding Contractors, we know choosing the many colors and styles of siding, replacement windows and doors can be overwhelming. At Home Siding Contractors, we can help make that decision easier. Durability, beauty, and low maintenance over time describes our products the best. Call Home Siding Contractors today at 888-725-6619 and let our professional staff help upgrade your home today.
When shopping for insurance, you want to know that you aren't just another customer and that your agent cares about the local community. At Hobrins Insurance Service, we've been serving our community one person at a time for more than 30 years. To make sure our customers' auto, home, farm, or business is protected by a quality insurance company. That's why we've partnered with Ohio Mutual Insurance Group to protect what matters most to you. Give us a call at 800-340-3767. We can recommend the best coverages from the best companies like Ohio Mutual.
The employees of Holmes Wayne Electric Cooperative work hard and wear many hats at the cooperative. But that dedication goes beyond providing power to keep the lights on. They also are very active in their communities. Some volunteer at their local church, others are coaching youth, and some giving back through working for their township or community board. So what makes this cooperative different? They focus on people. Holmes Wayne Electric, always here for their members, always here for their community.
Craving a mouth-watering slice of pizza? Look no further than Charm Pizza, where each pizza is crafted with the freshest ingredients in their exclusive secret sauce. Whether you're a classic pepperoni enthusiast, a lover of wings, or intrigued by their pizza of the month, they have a delightful option for everyone. Come out and visit them in the heart of Charm, where you can savor a mouth-watering, freshly made pizza exactly the way you like it. Dine in or carry out. You can give Charm Pizza a call to order at 330-893-7938.
The pizza of the month for September is Spaghetti and Meatballs Pizza.
Welcome back to Highland, getting set up for this one between the Hawks and the Redbirds. We'll go ahead and get you the starting lineups first for the Loudonville Redbirds, coached by Mr. Bill Lonsinger. They will line up like this. It'll be a junior captain, number 11, Emlyn Bittner. A junior captain, number 7, Maggie England. Number 15, a junior, Emma Harris. Number 11, or pardon me, a senior, number 4. I'll get this right eventually, I promise. A junior wearing number 14 is Addie Lowe. She's the third captain on this team. Lila Manchester wears number 13. She's a junior. Rebecca Carroll wears number 19. She is a sophomore. Quinn Morris will be the sophomore goalkeeper for the Redbirds tonight. It'll be Lena Brinkhazen, the freshman, wearing number 3, getting the nod, as well as a freshman, number 5, Kate Frankfurt. Number 12, Taylor Miller, a freshman. And number 6, Becca Schreiber, also a freshman. And that's how the Redbirds will line up. And for the Hawks and head coach Connor Lee, they'll line up like this. It'll be a senior field player, number 28, Allie Hirschberger. A senior midfielder, number 6, Maya Miller. A junior midfielder, number 7, Chloe Beach. A senior defender wearing number 12, Alexa Guzman. A sophomore midfielder wearing number 17, Italy Mullet. A senior forward wearing number 18, Kaylin Miller. A senior defender wearing number 19, that's Bryn Yoder. A sophomore defender wearing number 20, Chloe Mullet. A freshman goalkeeper wearing number 00 tonight, that's Kendra Troyer. A senior defender wearing number 22, McKenna Schlabel, and a senior forward wearing number 24, that's Jennifer Miller. That's how the two squads will set up for this morning's contest. We'll take a timeout and come back after the anthem with kickoff here on WKLM.
It's never too early to start thinking about the holidays. Hi, this is Danny Roll from the jewelry store in Millersburg. And yes, I can hear everyone out there groaning right now, but it's true. The holidays are not that far away. Wouldn't you like to have your shopping done early this year? At the jewelry store, we do layaway to take the stress out of the last-minute shopping. Shop early, find what you want, and lay it away until you need it. It's that easy. If you need a couple of ideas, you might want to check out our locally made leather purses and earrings. Find out for yourself at the jewelry store, 97 West Jackson Street in historic downtown Millersburg.
Today's National Anthem brought to you by the Holmes County Veterans Service Center in Millersburg.
Check out this property located at 5181 Eagle Drive in Berlin. Listed for sale by Kaufman Realty and Auctions with an asking price of $420,000. Nestled in the picturesque Hawks Landing neighborhood, this ranch home is in the heart of Amish country. Built in 2017, this residence boasts three bedrooms and two full bathrooms, first floor laundry, and attached garage. While the full basement, already plumbed for a bathroom, presents an exciting opportunity for customization. For more information or to choose a date and time to see this property, contact Nolan Mackey at 330-231-0028 or check it out at KaufmanRealty.com.
EcoSeal Home Solutions has been serving all of Northeast and Central Ohio as the leader in foundation waterproofing and repair, basement exit systems, and gravel delivery. Whether you're building a new home or your existing home's foundation and basement is in need of some TLC, EcoSeal has the answer. For more information or to schedule a free estimate, call 330-893-SEAL. That's 330-893-7325.
In the rolling hills of Holmes County, we tend to do things a bit differently. At Kime, we're in the business of uncommon experiences, and we're here to care for your project like we care for our own. We believe that quality matters and want to help you get it right the first time, because your project deserves it. So visit Kime Home Center, your source and destination for all things home, building, and woodworking. Kime, built on trust since 1911.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Be prepared for the next outage with a Generac home standby generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. Power your life with a Generac home standby generator. Team up with Millersburg Electric and Generac today to schedule your free in-home consultation and a turnkey generator install. Call or visit MillersburgElectric.com and be ready for the next power outage.
Truck month has been extended through October at Village Motors in Millersburg. Hi, this is Deke Miller, and we are offering supplier pricing right now on all in-stock Ford F-150s. Also, we're offering supplier pricing on all new Ram trucks in stock. Whether you're in the market for a half ton, three-quarter, or one ton, or even a heavier chassis, no matter the size, you get the supplier pricing plus all applicable rebates or financing specials. We have plenty of inventory in stock. Check us out online at VillageMotorsInc.com or stop in and see us in Village Motors in Millersburg.
Hi, I'm Eugene with Yoder Family Roofing and Spouting. We are located in Millersburg, Ohio, and have been serving our community for the past 25 years. When was the last time you thought about having your roof inspected or spouting cleaned? You can find us online at YoderFamilyRoofing.com or by giving us a call or text at 330-695-3000. Again, that's 330-695-3000. 695-3000 for all your roofing and spouting needs.
The national anthem has been played, the teams have been introduced, and we are ready for soccer on Senior Day here at Highland. Again, good morning, everyone. Jake Seidel with you. Thanks for joining us for this matchup. As Noah Valdez now taking over back at WKLM Sports Central, it'll be the Hawks to start with the ball. In the center circle is Ellie Hirschberger. Hirschberger has been the starting goalkeeper for this team, but due to an injury, she's going to be playing in the field for the rest of this season. As she awaits our referee's whistle, 40 minutes on our first half clock. As Matt Hooper gives the whistle, and we are underway here at Highland as they'll boot this one forward. Trying to move it forward for Miller. It'll be picked up by the back line, and Abby Lowe for the Redbirds. A fight for the ball as it'll be cleared forward, but just finds its way to Miller. She'll send it on the near side. As McKenna Schlayball will pick it up. Now looking to drive into the far side or the near side of the 18. Sends a cross, and it will be kept in for a moment and then knocked out as Italy Mullet tried to save that one on the byline and not able to keep it in play. Hawks in their home black uniforms with white numerals. Troyer, their goalkeeper, wearing a yellow kit. Meanwhile, it's white uniforms with red shoulders for the Redbirds with red numerals. Their goalkeeper wearing an all-pink ensemble. The goal kick will go out of bounds. Last touched by the Hawks, so it'll be a Redbirds throw-in deep in their own defensive end of the field. As Manchester will send this one in, she'll get it back and then lose it as Mullet comes up with it. Italy Mullet driving into the near side of the 18, gets the cross up top. Here's a shot, and a save will be made there. Chloe Beach there with the shot attempt. And Morris able to get the save made as she punts it away. Hawks will pick it up on the defensive end, though. As moving it forward there was Bryn Yoder. Now Kellogg in the middle. It'll be a touch to the outside for Schlayball. She'll move it forward for Mullet. Mullet back to Schlayball on the near side. As she carries, pressure's coming. Makes a step. Now we'll hold it in the corner. Trying to turn around on it. As she will be stepped in front of there by Manchester, who will send it out on the near side. It'll be a Hawks throw. No score here on a overcast day just outside of Berlin. Schlayball to take the throw. Gets it in back up top now for Maya Miller. Miller. And it'll end up as a shot as she was trying to, I think, just send that one forward for Hirschberger. And it'll be picked up by Morris. Now here's a through ball sent through by Frankfurt. The ball will be passed back to Troyer. She'll boot it away, and now the Hawks trying to get possession on the back line. They'll send it in the middle once again here for Chloe Beach. Now near side for Mullet. Mullet turns around on it, moves forward, surveys the field. Now goes one-on-one. She's going to look to get past her defender, Mullet. To the near side of the 18, sends the cross, no one's there. Beach will end up picking it up, now sends it back out to Mullet. She'll put a big cross up and over, and it'll be a goal kick. Right attempt there, she was trying to pop that one in the air, maybe trying to get someone on the other end to head it in, but just a little too much mustard on the pass as it runs out over the byline. So 36 minutes to play here, first half. No score between the Hawks and the Redbirds. And this is the regular season finale for both teams as we get set for tournament soccer starting on Monday. As grabbing that ball there is Frankfurt. She'll take it to the far side, now trying to send it forward. It'll stay in on that far sideline, but Guzman will pick it up and drop it back to Kaylin Miller. Now back to Guzman on the far side. Now in the middle for Maya Miller. Miller carries, looking. Now tries to find Beach. He'll end up being sent into the corner where the Hawks will pick it up, trying to get the cross off on that far side. As cross comes in, it'll be just off the mark there. Coming to pick that one up on the near side, going to be Schlabel. She'll put it back into the middle now for Miller. Back up top now. Here's Maya Miller. Turns on it, trying to move it forward for Italy. Mullet. Ball is jostled away, but Maya Miller comes back up with it. Poked away again, and now driving the other way was Carroll. She'll lose possession of the ball. It'll be popped up in the middle, and now Beach comes up with it. Beach has it taken off her foot, and it'll drop its way back to Chloe Mullet. Now sent forward into the middle. Beach has it. She has Mullet on the near side. It'll give her the pass. Mullet looking, now sends, and she tries to find Jennifer Miller. Miller driving in, has the ball taken away. It'll go down into the corner as she contests with Bittner. The ball will end up going out, and it'll be last touched by the Hawks, according to our referee on the near side, saying it went off her foot. Throw comes down the line, and this time it'll go out off of the Redbirds. And we'll see Schlabel take the throw in on the near side for the Hawks. 5 minutes gone as the throw comes in to Maya Miller in the middle. She'll send forward for Beach. Beach gets a touch, now drops it back for Miller once again. Miller carries, now looks to send into the corner where it'll be picked up there by Kaylin Miller. She'll get it into Beach. Beach with a right-footed shot. It was blocked in front. Attempted clearance is going to be whiffed. A 50-50 ball will go off the face of the Redbird defender as they check on her and out for a corner kick. Third shot attempt for the Hawks so far in this one as they will stop the clock and check on the Redbird defender, and she looks to be okay. So corner number one of the day. Looks like Mullet is out there to take it with the right foot. Great corner up in the air. No one can get to it. Schlabel gets to it on the back end of the 18. Ball is still loose. And here's a shot from Schlabel, but kind of off her foot in a weird way. And it is going to be cleared away, but it'll find its way back out. And offside is going to be the call. Believe that was Miller on the wrong end of the defensive line. Will be called for the first offsides of the ball game. 33-20 to play here. First half, no score between Loudonville and Highland. As the free kick knocked down, Beach has it. She'll drop it back for Miller. She'll send forward for Italy Mullet. Now on the outside here for Schlabel. Schlabel looking. Now has Mullet, who drives into the 18. She trying to get a pass off there, not able to get it to her target, and it'll be cleared away, but just to Maya Miller, who will drop it on the far side now for Guzman. They'll drop it all the way back to Bryn Yoder across midfield, who sends it forward. Cleared away once again by Loudonville as pressure comes. It'll be put in the air by Chloe Mullet, now knocked down. Beach leaves it for Miller in the center circle. She'll send it back out on the near side for McKenna Schlabel. She's got a good pass, and Mullet's got some space with pressure coming. Drives into the 18, tries to get the cross off. No one home except on the other side. Here's a shot, and a save will be made there. A little rolling shot. But I believe that was Miller on the other side of that. And save number three now by Morris as the ball heads out on the near side for a Hawks throw. Throw down the line. It's going to go towards the corner. Mullet will be the first one to get there. Mullet on the near side tries to leave it in the middle. Her cross going to be knocked down. And now looking to clear this one away is Bittner. One of the junior captains is that clearance now taken away. It'll be sent out on the near side for Jennifer Miller. Miller stepped in front of, and that's going to go out for a throw-in down by the corner flag. It'll be a Hawks throw, as that was Lila Manchester getting down there and able to stop any quick attack. So the throw will come in from the corner flag. Comes into the 18. It'll be knocked down and right back to Miller. Now up to Jennifer Miller. Her pass knocked away and will be sent forward. And trying to pick that one up top was Emma Harris. She lost possession of it, and it'll be popped back in the air towards the Redbird defensive line. Pressure is coming, and here comes Hirschberger. Not able to get to that ball first. Now she's going to try to get to it before it gets to the end line, and will keep it in. But picking it up on that back line there looks like Becca Shriver, and she'll get it out in front of the Loudonville bench on the far side. Hawks attacking right to left over your radio dial today. As he'll drop this bout for Guzman, she'll put it up in the air. Mullet gets a foot to it, trying to settle it. Now turns, shot, and save made. It'll go out for a corner. As diving there was Morris, just trying to get something on it. And we'll have some substitutions for the Hawks. We'll bring up the second Highland corner here of the first half. As Italy Mullet will again take this corner from the far side. Or pardon me, not Mullet, actually. That looks like Maya Miller will take it. Puts it in the air. Keeper's got it. Harris knocks it away. Not able to get it cleared, though, and it'll finally be cleared out of the 18. As running in to try to pick this one up, that was Rebecca Carroll. She'll lose possession of that ball and will have to be cleared away by Bryn Yoder. Ball knocked down, and the Redbirds have some possession once again with Emma Harris, but it's taken away quickly by Miller in the middle. Far side now for the Hawks. They'll get the cross off, trying to find for Kellogg. Kellogg in the side the 18. Can't hold it. It's cleared, but just to the top of the 18. There's a long shot that's blocked in front. Now Miller will pick it up and try to carry it down towards the 18. A little ping-ponging between her and the two defenders. Ball finds its way to Beach at midfield, and she'll bring it near side for Schlayball, who will look to reset. Sent down on the left side there. She was trying to find Zoe Miller, and the ball will go off her foot and out to touch for a throw-in for the Redbirds. The rain has started to fall here at Highland. As the throw-in going to be knocked down and then kept in, as here is Zoe Miller. As her pass going to be just a little off the mark, it'll roll over the touchline on the near side for a throw-in once again for the Redbirds. Kellogg will try to trap the throw-in, able to get past two defenders. Now walks to the top of the 18. Now looks to put the shot on, and the save will be made once again by Morris. Because now the skies have really opened up. Some heavy rain just coming through. Near side. Turning on that is Mullet. Mullet looking to get the cross off. She has Kellogg in the box. Onside. Kellogg at the six. Shot scores! Kellogg able to put it in with the right foot and make it 1-0. We'll tell you more about it next here on WKLM.
Stop in now for the fall alignment special at Millersburg Tire Service. Now through October 31st, you can get a front-end alignment for $59.95 and a four-wheel alignment for $79.95 on all light truck, passenger, and SUVs. Not only does rotating and aligning your tires prolong their life, uneven and imbalanced tires lead to vibration, causing unnecessary wear on your suspension. Don't wait until the winter comes. Take advantage of the fall alignment special now at Millersburg Tire Service on State Route 39 east of Millersburg. To schedule, call 674-1085. Celebrating 71 years of the tire business.
Well, it is 1-0 here with 27:44 to play in the first half as we get set for the restart. Chanel Kellogg with the goal. As Loudonville will restart, they'll drop it back here to Maggie England. She'll try to send it forward on the college kickoff play. It'll be cleared away by the Hawks back up to Kellogg. Kellogg drops near side now for Schlayball. She'll send forward, and that'll be knocked down by the defensive line and sent back across midfield where Chloe Mullet was the first to get to it. Now Beach looking to settle in the middle of the field. She'll drop it back once again here to Mullet and now sent forward. That pass intercepted by Manchester puts it back in the air, fighting for possession. Now in the middle there was Frankfurt, and Miller will have to clear it and drop it back to Mullet, who will put it in the air again. This time it'll take a hop, and the ball's loose, and finally coming to pick it up here is Miller, as she trying to get the cross off there. Callog there was working against Manchester. She'll get it off Manchester for the Hawks' throw deep in the offensive end. The throw came in. Callog has it. She'll drop it back here for Miller. Miller takes a touch, looks to get the pass off to Schlabaugh near side. Schlabaugh with the cross. It'll be cleared out of the 18 and find its way back out to Rebecca Carroll, who'll look to move it forward. But it'll be Maya Miller who's able to get it down. Finds Mullet, who sends it forward off a knee. And now Zoe Miller going to send this one forward for Callog, and it'll be cleared away on the near side. England will put it out for another throw-in. Throw comes into the middle once again. Maya Miller has it. Looking to get something forward, just no one able to get to it as Morris will pick it up and keep it out of harm's way. Punts this one forward now. It'll be settled by Beach. Beach gets a touch. We'll bring it back on the near side here for Mullet. Italy Mullet looking to turn. Now goes across, and she's dispossessed there by Brinkhuizen. But the Hawks regain possession once again. Now taking it away is Bittner, working one-on-one here against Miller on the near side. It'll go off Miller, and it'll be a throw-in once again for the Redbirds. 25 minutes to play till halftime. Ball popped in the air. Now a challenge for it, and just clearing it out on the near side. Going to be Brinkhuizen once again. So it'll be a Hawks throw. And once again, Schlabaugh will look to throw it in. Schlabaugh down the line. It'll get up and over. And let's see who that go off last. And Hooper going to say that went off of the Redbirds last. So Schlabaugh will look to take a throw. About even with the 18. Oh, and now looks like we're going to change that. It will be Redbirds soccer ball. Throw-in comes down the line, and it'll end up going off of Miller. She tried to settle it on the second touch. But once again, it'll be Manchester to take the throw down the line. It never went in, so they'll go back to the original spot and take the throw-in. Schlabaugh getting this one up and over for Callog. Callog gets a foot on it. Now cuts down towards the byline. She wants to reset. It'll be knocked off her foot and out. Manchester doing everything she can to keep Callog from dribbling towards the 18. So Schlabaugh will look to take the throw here. Down the line, or down into the 18, I should say. It'll be cleared away, popped up, and now Schlabaugh going to cut in front there and keep this one in as she drops it back to Miller on the near side. Miller back into the middle of the field. That pass going to be intercepted, though, and sent forward by Brinkhuizen. Able to drop back and pick it up, though, quickly was Bryn Yoder. Her stretch pass knocked down, and now Yoder will send it forward once again, and this time it'll be Mullet to pick it up. Mullet turning around, looking to drive this one. Couldn't get a good foot on the pass as it'll be cleared away, but just to Schlabaugh across midfield. Now back up to Callog. Callog tried to send that one to the corner. It's knocked down now as the Hawks carry towards the top of the 18, and some contact, no foul. It will be cleared out on the near side for another Hawks throw. As Kaylin Miller was running with that one. Schlabaugh with the throw. Takes a hop, and now here is Callog once again. Callog tries to get the cross off. It'll go be blocked out for another corner kick. Kellogg takes a corner on the near side. Sends it in towards goal. It's going to be knocked out for another. Oh, going to be a goal kick. It went off a Hawk player. I did not see that from up here, as I was shielded on that one. So that'll be a goal kick for the Redbirds. 21-42 to play here in the first half. Have Beach. Pardon me, not Beach. Looked at the wrong side there. Maggie England will tee this one up on the 6-yard box. England sends forward. It'll be knocked down, and now ball is on. One player was on the ground. Italy Mullet trying to get that ball, working 1v2, and picking it up is going to be Manchester. She looks to clear this one forward. Finds its way, though, to Maya Miller, and now Beach will send it to the far side for Kaylin Miller. Goes far side and knocked out off the foot there by Schreiber. Throw comes in, knocked down. Beach working one-on-one. It goes off of Beach, and it'll be another Redbirds throw on that near side. So again, 1-0 here. The Hawks leading on senior day as they honored their 7 seniors pregame in this one. As Kellogg has it up top, looking to send this one forward for Mullet. Partially cleared, but Kellogg will pick it up. Takes a heavy touch, sends it near side, and getting a foot to that one, and clearing was Bittner. Comes back to the near side. Schleyball can't get to it, but it will be knocked out of bounds by Frankfurt for another Hawks throw, and will have a Highland substitution. I make that 2 Highland substitutions as Allie Hirschberger checking back in. Looks like Kellogg going to take a time, take a little bit of a break here. Schleyball down the line, trying to find Mullet. Mullet heads it over to herself on the end line, now gets the cross off, and it will be cleared away here. And go out for a corner kick as Brinkhuizen got it cleared away. And that'll be corner number 4. Mullet to take the corner on the near side. Sends it forward on the inswinger. Gets past the goalkeeper. Miller has it up top. It'll end up being put back out for Mullet. She'll try to center it in again. Ball is in the air, headed up. Still loose in the box, and will be sent out for another corner. And it's just trying to get that ball away from her goal was the freshman, Rebecca Schreiber. So it'll be corner number 5. Here comes the kick. Another good service, but this one's going to get through the box cleanly. Guzman will come down and just send it back in towards the goal, and avoiding danger here is Morris as she picks it up. 18:25 to play first half. Short punt. It's going to take a hop before it gets to the center circle. Maya Miller will get it set on, and it'll be sent out to Zoe Miller on the near side. Now Mullet has it. Mullet looking to turn, working one-on-two once again, is dispossessed there, looking to clear this one away now is Bittner, as he'll get it across midfield, but just to Chloe Mullet. Mullet sends it forward, Beach will pick it up. Beach sends far side for Guzman. Guzman sends down the line once again, it'll be picked up, and now Beach trying to get to it, working one-on-two. And taken away, going to be Manchester here. She'll send forward on the far side. Now pass into the middle for Emma Harris, as Miller will take it away and drop it back to her defensive line. And a little miscue there as it'll be passed out on the far side. It'll be a Redbirds throw-in in front of the Highland bench. Throw comes into the middle of the field here for Frankfurt. A little bit of a collision near the top of the 18. Still trying to get in now are the Redbirds, as it'll be cleared away. Giving chase on that one for Loudonville was Emma Harris. It'll go out for a throw down near the corner. Throw comes in, going down towards the line. They're trying to find Harris. Guzman takes it away, but a cross does make its way in. Knocked down there by Bryn Yoder and cleared away all the way up to Hershberger. Hershberger trying to drop that one to Italy Mullet. Mullet will have to take it away from the defender, that were the attacker, rather. Pass from Schlabel to the near side for Zoe Miller will run out. It'll be another Redbirds throw-in. Throw comes in, knocked down. And now it's Zoe Miller giving up for Mullen in the middle. She'll find Beach. Beach tried to get the pass off. Second attempt after the block. And now here's going to be Hershberger off to the races. And she'll get a touch on it. Goes to the far side of the 18. Has the ball knocked away from her feet by England, who will pick it up near the far sideline. She'll send forward. And will get knocked down. And Guzman will pick it up. Sends forward once again on that far side. The Hawks trying to get a cross off here. It'll be knocked down and kept in on the byline. And now has to be sent out on the far side for a throw as that ball squirted free towards the goal. But Addie Lowe just boots that one out on the far touchline for the throw. Guzman comes down the line. Ball finds its way into the middle there. And picked up now by Harris for the Redbirds, but taken away quickly by Beach. Now here's Miller in the middle. Sends back down towards the 18. Mistouch there by Mullet, and will come back to the near side. Schlabel. 50-50 ball run through. It'll be picked up by the Redbirds and Emily Bittner, but will go out for a throw-in on the near side. So it will be Schlabel taking the throw on the near side, going down the line, trying to find Mullet. Mullet has an awkward touch, able to keep it in on the line, now drives in. Bottom of the 18, her cross will be gobbled up there by Morris. Yeah, she was trying to find Hershberger up top. Short punt comes near side. Underneath it and able to settle it there was Zoe Miller. Loses possession of it. It'll be sent forward and gets past Maya Miller there. Now back in the middle, 50-50 ball finds its way back to Maya Miller. Miller bumped off the ball, but finds Beach before she is. Beach will send it to the far side now. Down towards the corner, it'll be sent out. A throw-in down by the corner flag, and we'll see some substitutions coming in for each side. The rain has subsided here pretty much as quickly as it came. About 13 and a half minutes to play until halftime. It's a 1-0 lead for the Hawks. The throw comes in. Beach trying to get to it first, and a battle ensues on that far corner. They'll try to get the cross off, and it'll go out for another corner. By my count, corner number 6 of the half. So it looks like Kellogg out there to take the corner. Go with the outswinger on that far side. Another good ball. Trying to get to it first there was Hershberger. She had a little contact from behind. Beach will end up picking it up. And now turns around in the middle of the field. Fakes a pass and will drop it all the way back here to Bryn Yoder, who will send it back to Beach. Beach looking, will bring it near side. Now Miller gets the one touch. It'll be cleared up in the air. Beach trying to settle, unable to do so. It'll be sent forward by the Redbirds, where Yoder will pick it up and send it to Guzman on the far side. Guzman back. They're down in the line. It'll end up going out off Loudonville once again. The throw comes in to Maya Miller. Miller to Guzman will boot this one into the middle. Now here's Hershberger. Hershberger gives it up for Mullett. Mullett tried to send that one through to Kalen Miller, but unable to get it past the defense. It'll be sent back to midfield where Maya Miller will pick it up. Drops it to Guzman. Now kicked into the middle once again and cleared away, as Bryn Yoder will have to drop all the way back about to her defensive third. Her clearance attempt will hit Lepley and go out. It'll be a Hawks throw on their defensive end. Guzman's throw comes down the line, headed forward, now knocked down, sent in the middle where Beach will pick it up. Beach into the middle now for Mullett. Mullett takes a few touches, dribbles, now sends forward for Hershberger. Hershberger looking to go one-on-one towards the top of the 18, gets a foot to it. Now the keeper's going to come out. Morris slides away, or slides to get that one away, and it'll be cleared out, as looking to carry now is Frankfurt. She'll lose possession, though. Beach will get the pass to Miller in the center circle. She'll drive into the offensive third. Now sends forward once again for Beach, just a little off the line here, and now a 50-50 ball as the keeper was out, didn't go down to get that ball, and it has to be cleared away after Miller got a touch on it towards the net. Now Schleyball's cross going to be blocked in out for a corner kick. Not sure why Morris didn't go down and use her hands there. She almost tried to put the stiff arm there on Miller, trying to keep her from getting a good windup to kick at that ball. So we'll see who's going to take this corner kick. It looks like Kellogg is, who just checked back in. Chanel Kellogg, the junior forward. It'll be an in-swinging corner this time, using the right foot on the near side. So we tick under 10 minutes to play here in the first half. She'll play it short to Beach, and I'll drop it back. And the cross attempt was cleared off. It'll find its way back on the near side to Kellogg. She'll try to cross it in, and now here's Miller keeping it in on the end line, but she was offsides, according to our referee on the far side, and John Rowe, second offsides violation against the Hawks today. Well, don't forget, we've got a busy day for sports here on WKLM. Coming up later tonight, we'll have the Buckeyes and the Ducks from Eugene, Oregon. Game scheduled to kick off at 7:30. We'll join the OC Radio Network at 6 o'clock. Beach has it now as it'll come near side for Schleyball, trying to send it forward. Kellogg will get a touch on it before the defender, but turning around, able to recover as England as she boots it back to midfield. Now Beach will touch it back once more to Chloe Mullett. Into the middle now for Miller. Miller turns around, going to drop this one back to Bryn Yoder, who will boot it forward on the far side. That looked like Allie Raber there, trying to get the touch on it. It's knocked down, and now turning around on it is Guzman. So they'll throw it into the middle, and picking it up here is Beach. Beach back to the near side for Schleyball with pressure coming. Gets a good pass off for Italy Mullett. Mullett makes one miss at the 18, gets the cross off. Kind of a shot there. Now here's a shot, and it's going to run wide off the foot that time of Kalen Miller on the second chance and go out for a goal kick. That is the ninth shot attempt for the Hawks in this contest. Maggie England will tee this one up on the six for her keeper. Boots it to the near side, and that's going to roll right out for a goal kick. Or pardon me, a throw-in off the goal kick. Schleyball down the line for this one, trying to find Kellogg. Kellogg will get a touch and has it cleared off her. It'll go out for a goal kick. That's a good job there by Maggie England. Just kind of puts the foot into the ball, trying to get something to happen, and will end up getting it off of Kellogg for the goal kick. With about 7 minutes to play here in the first half, Hawks leading 1-0. Beach will settle the goal kick, not able to chase it down after the first touch, though. As turning around there is Zoe Miller. Drop back, and now it's back for Beach in the middle. They'll come back to the near side for Kellogg. Kellogg to Schlabel near side. Her pass is going to be blocked all the way back to Chloe Mullet, who will send this one forward. And now it's going to be a foot race to the corner. Italy Mullet not going to get there as England clears it out on the near side. Schlabel throws in. Knocked down. Now Mullet has it. Top of the 18. Can't get it, though. Now Beach gets the clear. She'll put a shot on the net. And Morris will drop to a knee and pick that one up for the save. Far side now. Ball will go out off of the Redbirds. It'll be a Hawks throw as they find Beach. She tries to send down into the corner. As well, will be ushered out once again by the Redbirds. I think that was Manchester on the defensive side on that far side. So it'll be another Hawks throw-in. Guzman to take it on that far side. Throw comes in. As Beach tries to get it up and over her defender. Now being shielded off the ball there by Manchester. And it'll be cleared out. And it'll go off the flag for a corner. Corner number 8 of the first half for the Hawks. Well, one of these times you'll get all these corners and you'll figure out a way to get one in. Great service to the front post. It's knocked down. And just falling on that one is going to be Morris after it went off ahead. And she keeps it out of harm's way. She'll punt this one forward. Beach gets a foot on it, sends it to that far sideline. It'll be kept in. And Guzman will pick it up on the far sideline. Pressure's coming, though. She's looking for where to go. And she'll put it out in front of her own bench with under 5 minutes to play here in the first half. Throw comes in. A battle for that ball. And now it's popped up in the air. Manchester gets ahead to it. As now Zoe Miller looking to send it forward, and it'll go out off her foot for another throw for the Redbirds. Be popped up in the air there by Frankfurt. Clearance attempt will find Beach. She has to settle it after a hard touch. Gives it to Guzman, who will send it forward. That clearance attempt going to be picked up. It'll end up finding its way back into the middle for Bryn Yoder, who sends into the middle for Mullet. Italy Mullet looking near side and now carries into the center circle and across midfield. Now gets the pass off to Kaylin Miller on the near side. Miller working to beat her defender, makes a step at the 18, now working one on two. Here's a shot that's going to run wide from Italy Mullet. Sure, it got teed up. So shot attempt 11. Of the first half. As the goalkeeper Morris getting her boot tied before they get this goal kick off. And don't forget, we've got tournament soccer starting next week on Monday here at Highland. Lady Hawks will be hosting the Fairless Falcons at 6:30. We'll have that game here on WKLM if you can't make it out for the contest. Ball sent forward. It'll be knocked down, but right to Beach. Beach turns around, now looks into the middle, finds Mullet. Mullet looking on the near side, looks to carry, now turns back to the middle. She'll find Beach once again. Beach turns, looking again at Mullet. Mullet at the top of the 18. She'll put this one on frame, and it goes in just past the goalkeeper, Morris. And that will make it 2-0 with 2:26 to play until halftime. And That's exactly what you wanted to see. You double the lead, make it 2-0. As the Hawks had some trouble holding possession inside the penalty area, Mullet gets a good look at that one and just puts it past the keeper, Morris. The ball after the restart finds its way back to Chloe Mullet. Mullet trying to send this one forward for Italy Mullet. And she'll look to drop it back once more to Chloe. Mullet with pressure coming, sends in the middle for Yoder. Yoder sends forward to the center circle. It'll find its way to Kellogg. Kellogg turns, sends into the middle, and now a foot race as Miller trying to get to it. But stepping in front there again is Maggie England as she'll clear it off to the near side. For another throw-in with under two to play until halftime. Schlebaum will come down and take the throw-in. Yeah, that was not a pretty throw-in, but it was legal. Schlebaum will send this one across the top of the 18. No one can get to it, but carrying it forward here going to be Tally Miller. And she will lose it out. And it will be a off the Hawks for a Redbirds throw. Throw comes down the line, finding Emma Harris. Harris sends into the middle, trying to center that one, but Beach will take it away, and she'll drop it back to Bryn Yoder with a minute 10 to play until halftime. Near side now for Kaylin Miller. She'll look to send forward as Kellogg in the foot race now. We'll get to it first. It tried to get the nutmeg, couldn't do it against England. Drops it back now. Here's Schlebaum. Schlebaum just kind of puts that one into the 18. It'll bounce its way out to Kellogg on the near side. Back up top now. Turning is Miller. Can't get to it. Beach will pick it up, though, and with 40 seconds to play. Now Miller with the left foot going to run wide. Shot attempt 13 of the first half and 30 seconds to play here in the first half. Still 2-0 the score as the Hawks lead it. Far side for the goal kick. Now under 10 seconds to play. It'll run out for another Hawks throw. And we will end the first half with that ball coming in. And the score of 2-0 in favor of the Hawks. We'll take a timeout and come back. Get you those halftime stats here on WKLM.
Premier Pharmacy has more ways to serve you. I'm Joel Gauss from Premier Pharmacy, and I'm happy to announce that our newest location in Sugar Creek is open and accepting new patients. Our location in downtown Sugar Creek accepts most major insurances and offers the same great service you've come to expect in our Berlin and Millersburg locations, including delivery and vaccination services. Give us a call today at 330-852-5146 and start experiencing the Premier Pharmacy difference. Premier Pharmacy is your local hometown independent pharmacy.
During this timeout, we at Dr. Brad Walsh and Associates want to thank our patients of the past 29 years for being part of our dental family. Dr. Walsh, Dr. Reeser, and Dr. Bostic not only provide routine dental procedures, they also offer advanced dental care, including root canals, wisdom teeth removal, implants, and orthodontics. Emergency care and new patients are always welcome. To schedule an appointment, call us at 330-674-4876 or visit us online at drbradwalsh.com.
Stop in for these great savings all this week at Rohde's IGA. Hi, this is Scott Rohde. We have USDA inspected whole boneless pork roast, $2.19 a pound. USDA inspected boneless pork chops, $2.79 a pound. Gerber's fresh drumsticks or thighs, $1.69 a pound. We also have USDA choice beef loin T-bone steak, $10.78 a pound. USDA inspected country style pork ribs, $2.19 a pound. Red ripe strawberries, 2 for $5. And green bell peppers or large slicing cucumbers, 3 for $2. Plus, download your digital coupon for a crazy low price on select items Thursday through Sunday at Rohde's IJ Marketplace in Millersburg.
The Holmes County Chamber of Commerce and Tourism Bureau wish the players, coaches, and families the best of luck.
Many things can cause damage to your vehicle. A deer, another car, or that parking lot pole that came out of nowhere. Regardless, your ride needs to be repaired. And Finish Line Auto Body is the place to go. Finish Line will help pay your insurance deductible. That's right. Finish Line will pay up to $500. You could get your vehicle repaired while paying zero out of pocket. Call or visit the Finish Line Auto Body Customer Care Center for details. Located on State Route 83 in Millersburg.
Get financial solutions when you need it from Dave Stabile Financial Services. After winning six state championships as a head basketball coach, Dave Stabile knows that planning, preparation, and hard work can lead to success. And the same can be applied to your financial future. Whether you are a young adult, individual, family, or a business, Dave Stabile Financial Services will establish financial goals and income protection. Contact Dave Stabile Financial Services at 893-1900, located at 4585 State Route 39, Millersburg. Securities offered through ON Equity Sales Company, member FINRA SIPC.
Are you ready to accelerate towards your dreams with a new car, ATV, boat, or some extra cash for personal needs? This is Zach Deidinger, a banking center manager at the Commercial and Savings Bank, here to help you fund your next adventure. Our team of experts is committed to finding the right solution for you with competitive rates, flexible terms, and personalized service. Visit csb1.com to apply online or give us a call at 800-654-9015 to speak with a loan specialist and discover the CSB advantage. The Commercial and Savings Bank. Relationships you can bank on. Member FDIC.
When you're thinking of the right accessories to add to your home, think Copper Creek Hardware Products at MRB Siding Supply. With Copper Creek Hardware, you won't find better quality at twice the price. In fact, you'll get great value for builder-grade door hardware. Plus, all Copper Creek Hardware is backed with a lifetime mechanical warranty and a five-year warranty on all finishes. That's MRB Siding Supply in Millersburg, Newark, and Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Visit them on the web at mrbsiding.com.
Get your siding supplies from the siding guys.
Halftime here at Highland. Hawks leading Loudonville 2-0. The goal's coming at 27:44. The first one for Highland scored by Chanel Kellogg, and the second one with 2:26 to play in the first half. That one scored by Italy Mullet, assisted there by Chloe Beach. That's how we got to 2-0. Taking a look at the unofficial first half numbers for the Hawks, I have 13 shot attempts. Eight of them have been on net. Their goalkeeper in Kendra Troyer hasn't had to make a save yet. Meanwhile, Quinn Morris, the goalkeeper for the Redbirds, has six saves so far this afternoon. Meanwhile, Loudonville, no shot attempts, so no shots on goal. I don't have either team called for a foul yet in this contest, but the Hawks do have eight corners in the first half, and they were called offsides twice. As I'd say probably about 95% of that first half was played Hawks' offensive end of the pitch. So that's how we looked in that first half. I imagine we're going to see the Hawks come out in a similar look in the second half. Wouldn't be surprised to see Loudonville maybe try to get some more speed up top and just try to get one on Troyer at some point this afternoon. So again, 2-0 the score here at halftime. Hawks leading. We'll take a timeout and come back with second half action next here on WKLM.
That's you trying to fix the plumbing yourself to save a few bucks. Doing things yourself doesn't always end well. The same goes for insurance. That's why Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and offer discounts for life, home, car, and business insurance. Because sometimes you need a professional to get the job done right. That's simple human sense.
Visit Hummel Group in Berlin, Mansfield, Newark, Orville, and Worcester. Or online at HummelGRP.com.
Attention Knights Nation, this is Noah Clark with Clark Fowler Electric. As a proud sponsor of West Home Sports from T-ball all the way through high school, Clark Fowler Electric Motors and Supplies is on top of the game. With almost three decades as the area's leading provider in parts, repairs, and service, Clark Fowler is a team that you can count on. If you've had a breakdown, we'll get you back up and running and get you back into the game. Visit ClarkFowlerElectric.com for more details and information and all your electric motor needs. Go Knights!
Did you know that one of the nation's top hospitals was founded right here in Holmes County? It's true. Pomerain Hospital was recently named the top 20 rural and community hospital by the National Rural Health Association. For 75 years, Pomerain has applied the latest medical expertise to meet the unique needs of our community. And today, they continue to lead the way in reliable patient outcomes, from outpatient services to life-saving surgeries. Learn more about the many ways Pomerain provides award-winning care right in your backyard. Visit PomerainHospital.org.
Buckeye Career Center is constantly evolving to better serve our community. You asked, so we are answering by adding some of your most requested short-term adult education courses. Upcoming programs that begin in October include Intro to Auto Collision Repair, Automotive Electrical Electronic Systems, and Estate Planning Basics. View the entire course catalog, including special interest, career training, and adult diploma program options at BuckeyeCareerCenter.org. We are Buckeye Proud.
Beachy's Auto Care and Truck Center continues to offer the convenience of two great locations on US 62 in Winesburg and on County Road 201 in Berlin. The Winesburg shop will take care of heavy-duty truck and fleet customers from 7 a.m. to midnight, while the Berlin facility will repair auto and light trucks from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Contact them in Winesburg at 359-5421 or in Berlin at 674-6970. That's Beachy's Auto Care and Truck Center in Winesburg and Berlin. Denco Marketing and Tricor Industrial, two reputable entities, are the proud sponsors of this broadcast. Denco takes pride in distributing garage door parts and producing specialty tools, serving customers at home and abroad. Need superior tools for your project? Head to Tricor Industrial on Bowman Street in Worcester, boasting an impressive lineup of Milwaukee power tools, Wright tools, grade 5, grade 8, and stainless steel fasteners. While visiting, don't overlook their steel blue work boots and wide selection of drill bits, taps, and dies. Denco and Tricor, proud partners of making an impact in your community.
Looking to upgrade the exterior of your home? Siding is indeed the best bang for your dollar. Hi, I'm Nevin Mass with Home Siding Contractors. We have the best siding on the market today, and the low maintenance aspect of our siding is what our customers enjoy the most. Provia Siding fits that bill exactly. No frequent painting or staining with wood siding. No routine sealing like stucco. Provia Siding lasts. Check out all we have to offer at our new and improved showroom east of Millersburg, and let our experienced sales team show you how affordable our products can be. Home Siding Contractors.
Craving a mouth-watering slice of pizza? Look no further than Charm Pizza, where each pizza is crafted with the freshest ingredients in their exclusive secret sauce. Whether you're a classic pepperoni enthusiast, a lover of wings, or intrigued by their pizza of the month, they have a delightful option for everyone. Come out and visit them in the heart of Charm, where you can savor a mouth-watering, freshly made pizza exactly the way you like it. Dine in or carry out. You can give Charm Pizza a call to order at 330-893-7938.
The pizza of the month for September is Spaghetti and Meatballs Pizza. Getting set for second half action here. And it looks like we might have a different goalkeeper coming in for the Redbirds. At least they've got a different jersey on. I guess we'll figure out who it is in a minute here, but Morris was wearing a pink kit, and the keeper heading out on the field now wearing green. So the teams will switch ends. We got 40 minutes on the clock. It's a 2-0 lead for the Hawks. As it will be Loudonville ball to start the second half. It looks like it is still Quinn Morris in goal, just changing up the kit at halftime. So Loudonville will start. Rebecca Carroll drops that one back. They'll try to boot it forward in the direction of Emma Harris. The ball will be brought down on the near side, as picking it up is Kaylin Miller. She'll get the pass off to Beach. Beach puts a great ball in for Miller. She'll try to get to it on the 50-50 ball. It'll have to be cleared off the 18 by Maggie England. It'll go out for a throw-in on the near side.
Throw comes in from Miller. Beach will drop it back to her. She'll get a cross in. It's going to go and run out for a goal kick. So a little too much on that one as it goes out over the byline. So 2-0 the lead for this one. Goals coming from Kellogg as well as Italy Mullet for the Hawks. Again, 13 shot attempts in that first half. 8 of them were on net. 6 saves for the keeper Morris in the first half. As England sends this one forward, it'll be picked up and now sent right back into the 18, and Morris will grab that one near the spot. And she'll punt this one far side. It will be settled there by Frankfurt, and the Hawks will end up taking it at midfield. Miller settles, will carry across midfield now. Now she'll send forward a great ball towards the top of the 18 for Italy Mullet. Mullet with the left-footed cross, but it goes right into the hands of Morris. She wasn't able to get that one up there, get enough zip on it to find Hirschberger, who was near the penalty spot. That one knocked down, and now looking to carry forward was Bittner. She'll send it forward, and now two players collide for that ball as Tyler Miller tried to get it from Guzman. It's still kind of a 50-50 ball as it's cleared forward towards Illy Mullet. She'll get past two defenders on that far side and is running towards the penalty area. England trying to defend. England will get a touch on it and send it out for a corner kick. Corner kick number 9 for the Hawks today. As Mullet will look to take this corner. It's going to hop in front of the front post. England will try to clear it out. It'll find its way back to Mullet. Mullet not able to get that pass off as it's taken off her foot by Harris, but gets it back, comes to the top of the 18. Now Beach will have to carry it after it's poked away. Tries to leave it for Mullet, but cleared away on a bit of an awkward pass up to Harris at midfield. And Alf Harris trying to send it on that far side. It'll have to be dropped all the way back there to Bryn Yoder. As the ball finds its way back to Guzman on the near side as she sends it forward. She'll find Kaylin Miller. He'll give it up to Maya Miller, who goes to the center circle. Turns around, has the ball taken off her foot that time by Manchester. The two players fall to the ground at midfield. Some ball sent to the near side. Now a battle ensues as Miller tries to take it. Wind up finding its way back to Beach now. Beach turns in the middle. Now looking, surveys the field. Turns around and will drop it back to Miller. Maya Miller will send it far side. Schlebal sends it forward for Italy Mullet. Mullet in the middle, now trying to go to the far side of the 18. Turns around, looking for some help. Sends to Hirschberger in the middle. She'll drop it back for Beach. Beach, 50-50 ball. She'll pick it up and going to look to drop this one back to Guzman. Guzman looking. We'll go back in the middle to Miller. Miller for Guzman. Now trying to pop that one in the air for Hirschberger. Hirschberger trying to settle it with her knee. Now gets a step inside. Turns around on it, centers that pass. Here's a shot. It'll go out for a goal kick. Italy Mullet on that shot attempt. So 35 minutes to play now, as once again they tie the shoe of Quinn Morris in goal. England tees it up on the 6. Sent forward. Some contact there as two players went for that ball. And it'll end up being picked up there by Emma Harris. And it'll be carried out An attempt to keep that one in from Becca Shriver. Throw comes into Miller. She'll take it down towards the corner. Now finds Beach. Beach turns around. Finds Guzman, who will put it at the top of the 18 for Mullet. Italy Mullet turns around. Pressure behind. Tries to leave that one for Miller. Miller sends it on to the far side for Schlabel. Now down into the corner. Jennifer Miller chased after that one. Miller still working on it. Will come up with the ball. Puts the cross into this penalty spot. Knocked away. And now Hirschberger will pick it up. Here's a shot from distance and a save going to be made. That was number 9. Save number 7 for Morris. As the punt goes right to Beach. Beach comes near side to Guzman. Looking down the line, and now here's Miller. Miller leaves for Beach. Back to Miller on the to get the cross off. Crosses block, carries back in. Now back up top for Mullet. Mullet can't handle the pass, has to drop it back for Schlabel. Schlabel has the ball knocked off her foot as she's trying to send it to the outside, and now looking to carry forward. Here's Rebecca Carroll, but Schlabel will recover, although she sends it out of bounds on the far side, just in front of her bench. It'll be a Loudonville Redbirds throw-in. And Jake Seidel with you this afternoon. 33 minutes to play here in the second half. It's a 2-0 lead for the Hawks. Noah Valdez back at WKLM Sports Central, pushing all the buttons, making sure you can hear us today. Here's a great ball for Beach as she heads for the corner. Beach will pick it up. Now going to work one-on-one on the byline. Fakes a pass to drop it back and will end up being dispossessed. It'll be sent back to Schlabel. She has an awkward touch, but it'll get it right back on a heavy touch by Frankfurt. Near side comes Miller. Miller sends for Kaylin Miller down on the near side. She'll dribble in, trying to find Hirschberger once again, but a bit off the mark. Schlabel will come in, give some competition for that pass, but it'll be knocked away, and now Schlabel will get it back from her defensive line and carry forward. Heavy touch for Schlabel as it's poked away, and Beach will pick it up. Beach directing traffic, looking for some help. Will send it near side once again to Miller. She'll try to send it forward for Hirschberger or Beach. Neither could get there. It's cleared to midfield where Maya Miller will come up with it, and it'll find its way all the way back to Bryn Yoder. Sent forward once again, and now Hirschberger going to chase after this ball, and it'll just have to be sent out by Addie Lowe on the near side for another Hawks throw-in. Guzman takes the throw into the middle for Hirschberger. Hirschberger settles on the second touch, sends it out for Miller. Miller going to go down towards the corner. Miller steps over the ball, now drops back, gets the cross off. Clearing the cross away there is low, and a counter going the other way as trying to send it forward. That time was Frankfurt, but it'll find Bryn Yoder now into the middle once again for Miller. She'll send forward for Maya Miller. Maya Miller carries, gives up for Beach on the right side of the midfield. Will look to send back out one more time here to Kaylin Miller. Miller not able to carry that ball into the 18, but it'll find its way to Beach. 50-50 ball. Beach still trying to win it. Will come up with it. Tries to get past two defenders, and it'll be cleared off her foot by England. Sent back in and off of Hirschberger. And it'll have to be cleared out for a throw-in on the far side. We'll have some Highland subs coming in. 10 minutes gone here in the second half. Still 2-0 the lead for the Highland Hawks on senior day here. The throw comes in. Mullet trying to get to it. It'll be cleared out, and it'll be another corner for the Hawks. Their second of the half and 10th of the match. So corner kick number 10. As here's the service, knocked away by England. It'll go out for a throw on the far side. Schlabaugh going to go all the way down to take this throw in. Again, the Hawks leading 2-0 here. 29 minutes and change to play here in the second half. Ball's going to find its way down towards the corner. Turning around on that one was Manchester, and she'll put it out for another throw down near the corner flag for the Hawks. Schlabaugh throws into the 18. Cleared away momentarily. Kellogg able to settle it, but poked away. And now here's Schlabaugh with a shot that'll run wide. Comes in on the near side and hits the wrong side of the netting. Shot attempt number 16. Singleton tees this one up and will boot it away. Knocked down, and now trying to turn around and get that one cleared was Manchester. It'll end up being Schlabaugh that settles it and finds Maya Miller. Miller drops this one back. It'll be booted forward by Bryn Yoder. That'll be popped off and find its way to the far sideline where Schlabaugh will settle it. Now that pass going to be intercepted here by Frankfurt, but taken away by Miller. Miller carrying across midfield will send forward once again. She was trying to find Manchester that time. Ball will end up finding its way all the way back to Bryn Yoder, who will pass forward for Beach. Beach on her side of midfield will drop it back for Yoder, who puts this one in the air. And that's going to be a great ball if it stays in here for Kellogg, but Kellogg just can't get to it. A little too far down that line. Down to the other side now. So they sent far side. Now picking up is Schlabaugh. So they try to send to Italy Mullet. Mullet down towards the 18, looking to get a cross off. Will get the cross off, out for another corner. It's England down to defend. So corner kick number 11 of the afternoon. It's like Kellogg to take it. Another great service comes near side, and it's going to go out for a goal kick. As two Hawks there trying to settle it, but just couldn't get it down. So England tees it up on the six for another goal kick. That one popped in the air, and now it'll be picked up by Miller. Sent out for Kellogg, but a good touch there to break up that attack by Becca Shriver. Guzman takes the throw, coming in towards Miller. Miller tries to settle. It'll end up finding Beach. Beach going to be shielded off that ball now by Manchester. It'll go out for a Hawks throw, though. Throw comes in, knocked down there by Miller. Going to send back up to Maya Miller in the midfield. Wants to turn around, trying to find something. Drops this one back to Bryn Yoder. Yoder comes near side now for Guzman. Guzman down the line, finding Kellogg. Kellogg surveys, cross is going to be blocked and out for another corner. 12 corners in this match so far for the Hawks. As Kellogg looks. Knocked down and cleared away. Getting a foot to that one looked like Tally Miller for the Redbirds. He dropped all the way back to the midfield circle again. Now Beach has it off the pass. Looking far side, and she's got someone open. Hawks look to get the cross off down in the box. Working one-on-one there is Miller with England. England will take the ball away. Now boots it forward once again. This time trying to find Rebecca Carroll, but it'll go off her foot out in front of the Hawks bench. Throw comes in. Knocked down, and it'll go out for another throw as England gets a boot on it and sends it out on the far side. So Schleyball will go track down the soccer ball. And she'll take this throw into the 18, trying to find Italy Mullet. It'll find its way back to England, who will boot this one forward towards the far sideline, now picking it up. That was Frankfurt in the middle working one-on-one. It'll find Bryn Yoder now, and attempted clearance is knocked down. It'll be sent into space on the near side where Guzman will send it forward and find Kaylin Miller. Miller sends forward. She has Mullet on side. Mullet into the 18 at the penalty spot. Shoots and scores her second of the afternoon. We'll tell you more about it after this here on WKLM.
Truck month has been extended through October at Village Motors in Millersburg. Hi, this is Deke Miller, and we are offering supplier pricing right now on all in-stock Ford F-150s. Also, we're offering supplier pricing on all new Ram trucks in stock. Whether you're in the market for a half ton, three-quarter, or one ton, or even a heavier chassis, no matter the size, you get the supplier pricing plus all applicable rebates or financing specials. We have plenty of inventory in stock. Check us out online at VillageMotorsInc.com or stop in and see us in Village Motors in Millersburg.
The secret's out. Thread and Ink in Holmesville is open to take care of your custom apparel, embroidery, and screen printing needs. They offer a storefront with apparel for West Holmes, Highland, and surrounding schools. Whether it's school spirit wear, professional business attire, accessories, or unique custom designs, they deliver excellence in every product. Open Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 5. Thread and Ink is located at 8210 County Road 245 in Holmesville. Or call Justine at 330-279-9222. That's Thread and Ink, custom embroidery and screen printing in Holmesville.
Well, 3-0 off the second Italy Mullet goal of the afternoon, and it'll be Hawks ball on a throw-in on the near side. And I believe, if I have my assist right, Italy Mullet has factored into every goal. I had her on the assist for the first goal and the scoring the next two. Is that ball going to be cleared away? Maya Miller will pick it up and sends it near side to Guzman. Now here is Beach turning around, looking for some help. Drives into the middle of the field. We'll give this one up to Lily Yoder. Now back on the near side for Beach. Beach turns around looking again. Passes for Yoder. Yoder making a run, turns around, picks it back up. Now trying to go one-on-one. We'll give it up to Maya Miller. Sends far side now. And here's a good ball as Kellogg trying to pick this one up before it crosses the byline. It'll go out for a goal kick. We haven't had a signal yet. And now we have a signal for a goal kick. So 20 minutes and 50 seconds to play in this one. Now a 3-0 lead for the Hawks. And they'll host the Fairless Falcons here on Monday in the sectional final. The East District, no sectional semifinals. As there is a shot attempt, I guess you could call that, from Kellogg. Blocked and now giving chase is Maya Miller. Miller has it on the near side. Looking to maintain possession. Keeps it in on the touchline and then it will be sent out by the Redbirds, and we'll have a substitution. It'll be Allie Hershberger checking back in. She gives Zoe Miller a break. Again, Loudonville, for their first tournament game, they have to go all the way up to Menor. That ball goes out off the Hawks. It'll be a throw-in for the Redbirds. Turning around now. Here is Frankfurt. Sends it into the middle of the field. It'll be tipped away, and Bryn Yoder sends it forward. But running through that one is going to be Manchester. But Miller able to pick it right back up. Going to give it up to Beach. Beach looking. Finds Callog. Callog might have been offsides, and she was. It was close there on the line. The referee right in the line going to deem her offsides there, and that'll be the third offsides fence on the Hawks today. This one sent forward. Knocked down by the Redbirds, and they'll try to get it back towards the center circle, but Beach will pick it up and settle it before it gets there. Pass into the middle, now trying to find Callog. Callog tried to stretch for it, couldn't come up with it, and now trying to carry this one out. It's going to be Emma Harris. Miller will end up picking it up, and Beach not able to get there. Manchester tries to send forward, goes off the back of her own teammate's head. And now Manchester going to pick it back up, and they'll boot it forward again. As making a run here is Frankfurt. Frankfurt with it on the far side. We'll turn and try to get the cross off, and for the first time today, we'll see Kendra Troyer come out and pick the ball up. She'll putt that one forward. Takes a hop. Trying to settle it now is Manchester. Turns, and Beach almost takes it away, and then will pick it up after she blocked the pass attempt. Near side now for Guzman. Looks down the line. Will find Jennifer Miller, and she'll have a missed touch, but it'll be sent out by Loudonville. That'll be another throw-in for the Hawks in midfield. We'll have a substitution. Looks like Beach is going to get a break. Is checking back in as Italy Mullet. Throw comes down the line, and it'll be headed right back out, and it'll be another Hawks throw in at midfield. Guzman down the line. Mullet tried to settle it. It'll end up being popped back up towards Guzman. She'll send it back down the line, trying to find Mullet. Mullet has it. Now she's going to carry on the near side. Got the nutmeg, but couldn't get the pass to her teammate. As Manchester now trying to carry, it'll be taken away, and having to pick it up there is going to be Schreiber. But Mullet will take it away, sends it in the middle to Miller. Miller knocked off the ball, carrying forward now Rebecca Carroll. Carroll across midfield, looking to drive into the offensive third, gets the pass off, but Bryn Yoder will pick up the pass and just boot this one forward. But Shriver sends it back down inside the 18. Coming out and just picking that one up is once again going to be Troyer. 16 minutes to play here in the second half. It's a 3-0 lead. In the middle now is Callog. Going to give this one up to Mullet. Mullet looking forward. Going to try to find Jennifer Miller. A good ball for Miller as she gets it at the 18. Now gets the cross off. The cross going to be knocked down. Here's a shot. It's up and over by Callog. She got over top of that ball and just could not get it in the net. And she will check out now on the goal kick. looks like Kalen Miller checks back in. That ball knocked down and trying to move it forward that time was Frankfurt. It'll go out. It'll be another Hawks throw just near midfield. Schlebaugh gets the throw in. So it'll be picked up by Lily Yoder. Drops it back now. Turning around on that one was Jennifer Miller. She'll drop it back once more to Maya Miller. Miller sends it near side now for Kalen Miller. And now it is Italy Mullet with it. Lily Yoder sends outside once more. And Schlebaugh tries to send that one for Jennifer Miller. It'll go off of a Redbird and out for another Hawks throw in front of their bench. Throw comes in. Now Jennifer Miller going to pick it up just outside the penalty area on the far side. Miller crossed to the top of the 18. It's a little wide. Running after it now is Miller. Drops it back to Guzman. Now just onside there was Hirschberger. Her shot attempt blocked, and it'll find its way back out to Mullet. She just tried to get a foot on that one and send it towards the goal. This one lofted in the air by Guzman. It'll go out for a goal kick, and we'll have a substitution once again. As Beach checks back in, Italy Mullet will check out. Goal kick comes to the near side. Miller will pick it up, and then it'll be popped in the air there by Shriver. Far side, and now trying to carry this one forward is Brinkhuysen. She'll send it out on the far side for another Hawks throw. 12:50 to play in this one. 3-0 the lead for Highland over Loudonville. Don't forget Buckeye football on the airwaves tonight here on WKLM. We'll join the OSU Radio Network at 6 o'clock. Kickoff between the Ducks and the Bucks is at 7:30. That one will roll out for a goal kick off the throw. As once again, Maggie England will tee this one up on the 6. Looks to get it going again quickly. Ball still loose. No one really can maintain possession. It'll be kept in on that far side. As Brinkhuysen will try to clear it forward, it'll be picked up by the Hawks. Looks like Lily Yoder trying to carry that one forward, and now back up top for Hirschberger. Miller misses the shot. After it clears, gets off her foot, she'll get another one on here, though, with the left foot. As Kalen Miller puts one on net, and Morris has to make the save. That was the 20th shot attempt by the Hawks today. The 11th on net and the 9th save, or pardon me, 8th save by Morris. Hawks with it again now on that far side. Jennifer Miller will send it into the middle now, trying to find Lily Yoder. Back out to Miller on the far side, and it'll be ushered out of bounds once again by Brinkhuysen. Throw comes down the line, and it will be England trying to clear it. Goes off her foot the wrong way, and it'll go out for another corner. Corner 13 by my count. Should really find my margin of error there, because that usually tends to be somewhere in there. Another great service up near the penalty mark. Takes a hop down, and it'll be cleared out. Getting a chance at it was Beach, and then a second chance, and offsides is going to be the call there again. Looked like Hirschberger did not get up before that second ball was played. So the fourth time the Hawks have been called offsides today. And we'll have five subs coming in at the next opportunity for the Hawks. As Miller will pick it up, drops it back to the defensive line. They'll move it forward for Beach on the near side. Beach going to drop this one back to Yoder. Bryn Yoder boots it forward, trying to find Beach. It's going to get through, and now Kaylin Miller going to run after it. She'll get to the ball first. Here's a cross into the top of the 18. Hershberger not able to get there, and now carrying forward here is going to be Manchester trying to clear this one away. Pass comes to the near side, an awkward touch there from Miller. And now here comes Kaylin Miller once again, gets another cross, top of the 6-yard box, diving and knock away there, I'll call it, by Morris, but the ball's still in a dangerous area for the Redbirds. It'll be cleared out, and that ball looks like it'll go out, as it finally will, and we'll have substitutions coming in for the Hawks with under 10 minutes to play. Looks like a lot of the starters going to check out. And some of the JV squad going to get a chance to play today, as that one's going to be knocked down. Will be popped up in the air and go out for a Loudonville throw. Throw comes down the line. Now into the middle, it's sent to the far side. Schlebaum sends into the middle once more for Lily Yoder. So it's going to be dropped back all the way up top, as Harris tried to pick that one up. Clearance from Haley Yoder sends it to the far side, and now a touch. Here's Lily Yoder. Drops it back once again. Here's Miller. Miller looking. Pass into the middle. Going to be cleared away by the back line. Sent back forward towards Maya Miller. Miller carries, now sends it on the near side. Here's Zoe Miller. Miller looking, and now Haley Yoder with it. Yoder carries, and it'll be cleared out as she was trying to get past Becca Shriver for another throw on the near side. So Yoder to take the throw. Puts it down in the corner for Karis Miller. And it'll be sent out for another Hawks throw down in their offensive end. Ball headed out once again. It'll be another Hawks throw. And the goals coming from Kellogg today, and two coming from Italy Mullet. That's how we got to our 3-0 lead for the Hawks. It's a throw into the middle of the field. Allie Raber trying to get to it, couldn't do it. It got cleared away. And now Guzman working one-on-two, trying to keep that ball away from Rebecca Carroll. Now Maya Miller will pick it up, sends it near side for Zoe Miller, and now cleared away once again. Takes a hop here as Harris trying to run after it. Yoder going to drop it back to Guzman, who sends forward once again. And it'll be collected by Frankfurt at midfield. Frankfurt going to usher that one out as on the shield, so it'll be a Redbirds throw. Throw comes down the line. Yoder will collect it, but can't keep it in. It'll go out for another Redbirds throw right near the beginning of their offensive third. Throw comes in from Shriver, trying to find Harris. Now into the middle. Maya Miller will take a heavy touch, able to keep possession of it. Sends it on the near side here for Karis Miller. We're going to have our first foul of the ball game going against Karis Miller after some contact there with Kate Frankfurt. I don't know if I've had a game this season where we got to the final 5 minutes of the game without our first foul. Sent forward by England. It's going to take a hop. Yoder will put it back in the air. And now a bit of an awkward touch there by Manchester. It'll end up being cleared back up towards midfield before Brinkhuizen will send it back. And we're just grabbing that one. Going to be Kendra Yoder as she'll hold on to it in her penalty area for a moment. Punts this one away. Good punt. Going to take a hop and roll to midfield. As picking it up is going to be Raber. Raber dropping back, trying to hold on to possession of that ball. And now Zoe Miller will send it on the outside. In the middle now, here is Lily Yoder. Going to give it back on the near side for Haley Yoder. A little too much mustard on that pass as it'll go out off of the Hawks, and it will be a Redbirds throw. Haley Yoder going to get that ball for the Redbirds. Showing some good sportsmanship as that one knocked down. And now Shriver trying to send this one in for Harris. It'll be cleared away by Yoder for the moment. A whiff on a send ball there by Manchester. And now Maya Miller will pick it up in her defensive end. As Schlebal tried to carry forward, and now here might be one of the best opportunities. As Bittner has it on the far side, she'll get the cross coming out and picking that one up. Going to be Kendra Troyer. Really was one of the best offensive opportunities of the afternoon for Loudonville. This one booted forward once again, takes a hop, and that might have glanced off of Karis Miller, and I think it did. Well, it'll go out for a Loudonville throw either way off the punt. Shriver's throw comes down the line, finds Harris, and now in the middle here is Frankford trying to move something forward. They'll move it forward for Karis Miller. Miller takes a turn, and it'll just have to be sent out by Shriver for a throw-in. Throw comes in down the line, and again, Shriver will just have to send it out for another throw-in. 2:53 to play in this one. It's a 3-0 lead for the Highland Hawks. Yoder plays this one in quickly, trying to find Karis Miller, and it'll end up being popped back to Yoder. On the near side, pressure's coming. She'll make a step and now looks to drop it back. As Maya Miller with the ball at midfield, surveys, looking for someone to pass to, sends it on the far side to Schlebal. She'll send it forward. And now pop back in the middle. Miller's going to have to pick this one up. She'll carry it into the 18. Miller trying to get the cross off, partially blocked, finds Zoe Miller. And now Karis Miller battling for it down in the box. Now coming to the near side. It'll be cleared forward, not super far, but out for a throw-in by Tally Miller. And a substitution going to be made. As number 21, Catherine Lepley, going to make her way in for the Redbirds. Popped up in the air, loose for Raber. Raber going to look to settle this one, drops it back for Schlebal. Schlebal runs through a 50-50 ball. It'll be taken by Manchester. Manchester sends it to the far side for Emlyn Bittner. She'll send forward, no one there, so the Hawks will just kind of pick this one up. Send it back towards midfield. Manchester gets a foot on it. Bittner will settle it on the far side. Cross is going to be partially blocked, coming out to grab this one, and her own teammate ran into her, but Kendra Troyer will come up with it. So Troyer will look to punt this one away. High punt. Going to take a hop, get over a few players. Manchester will settle it with under a minute to play here in the second half. Karis Miller working one-on-one here. Turns around. It'll be picked up. And Zoe Miller with the ball now at midfield. Can't get to the pass. Karis Miller trying to get to it. It'll be cleared away. Now here comes Frankfurt. Frankfurt working one-on-one. Yoder will take that off her foot as Haley Yoder carries at midfield now. Gets the pass to Karis Miller. And it'll go off her foot and out of bounds. Under 30 seconds to play now. As the throw comes down the line. It'll just be sent out of bounds there by Lily Yoder with now 15 seconds to play. Now 12 seconds. Throw comes in down the line. It's Yoder. We'll just let that one go out, and that is going to be how we end the contest. The final score, the Highland Hawks 3, the Loudonville Redbirds 0. We'll come back to wrap this one up next here on WKLM.
There's nothing better than the sound of a hammer, a drill, and a saw. A&R Builders in Berlin has been putting all those tools to work for the past 25 years. If you need re-roofing work done, A&R Builders is the place to call. They'll also do new homes for both residential and general contractors, along with pole buildings, decks, and custom framing. Call A&R Builders in Berlin at 893-2111. That's 893-2111. Check out this property located at 111 South Clay Street in Millersburg. Listed for sale by Kaufman Realty and Auctions with an asking price of $398,000. Currently set up as 3 floors of office space, former attorney and title company offices with lots of built-in cabinets and filing capabilities. It has the front desk reception area, conference rooms, private offices, and 3 half baths with an 11-space concrete parking lot. For more information or to choose a date and time to see this property, contact Steve Mogg at 330-763-4769 or check it out at KaufmanRealty.com.
EcoSeal Home Solutions has been serving all of Northeast and Central Ohio as the leader in foundation waterproofing and repair, basement exit systems, and gravel delivery. Whether you're building a new home or your existing home's foundation and basement is in need of some TLC, EcoSeal has the answer. For more information or to schedule a free estimate, call 330-893-SEAL. That's 330-893-7325.
Welcome back to Highland. Again, it's a 3-0 win for the Highland Hawks as they get the win over Loudonville. Goals coming with 27:44 to play in the first half by Chanel Calog, assisted by Italy Mullet. Italy Mullet would then get a goal with 2:26 to go until halftime. That one was assisted by Chloe Beach, and the final goal came from Italy Mullet with 23:11 to play in the second half. That would be assisted by Kaylin Miller. That's how we got to our 3-0 score line. Take a look at the final stats in this one. Highland would finish with 20 shot attempts, 11 of them on net. Their goalkeeper today, Kendra Troyer, would not have to make a save. Meanwhile, no shot attempts, so no shot on goal for the Redbirds. Quinn Morris would make 8 saves for the Redbirds. Hawks were calling for 1 foul. They had 13 corners and were offsides 4 times. That's how we kind of got to that final one, and really a dominating performance by the Hawks, where about 90% of it was played in their offensive end. The Hawks will move to 9-4-4 on the season with the win. Meanwhile, Loudonville drops to 2-12-2. So the Hawks will get ready for the tournament on Monday. They will face the Fairless Falcons right here at Highland. That has a 6:30 p.m. kickoff. We'll have it for you here on WKLM as well as the WKLM YouTube channel. Meanwhile, the Redbirds are going to get ready for Cornerstone Christian Academy out of Mentor, as they'll play that on October 15th up at Cornerstone Christian. That's going to just about do it for us here, folks. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Don't forget, Buckeye football comes your way tonight here on WKLM. You can hear the Bucks and the Ducks with pregame coverage beginning at 6 on the Ohio State Radio Network, and kickoff is at 7. So before we get out of here, a few thank yous to send down. Actually, I wanted to do one more thing. I wanted to recognize the 7 seniors of this Highland Hawks team: Allie Hirschberger, Maya Miller, Alexa Guzman, Kaylin Miller, Bryn Yoder, McKenna Schlabal, and Jennifer Miller on fantastic careers. Congratulations, ladies, on fantastic careers here at Highland. So now before we get out of here, a few thank yous to send out. First, Melissa Patrick and Noah Valdez back at WKLM Sports Central, pushing all the buttons, making sure you can hear me on FM 95.3 and online at WKLMFM.com. 3-0 the final score in this one. The Hawks defeat the Redbirds. For Melissa Patrick and Noah Valdez, I'm Jake Seidel, signing off, reminding you to stay safe and healthy, and we'll see you tomorrow here on WKLM. Have a great night, everyone.
Thank you for listening. This has been a presentation of the WKLM Sports Department. WKLM Millersburg, your hometown sports connection.